Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Total Empowerment. I am your host. Angela Hardy, owner and operator of Simple Wellness Care and Day Spa. If I sound different today, y'all, if I sound like y'all can't quite figure out what's going on, that's because this is a heavy topic for me. Do you hear what I say? This is a heavy topic for me. Woo! Marriage. Is it a lost art? Do we know? Marriage. Is it a lost art? You know, I have so much to say about this topic, but the callers are already calling in. And right now we got three callers already on the switchboard for us. So you know what? I'm going to open the floor up with that, and we're going to start from there. Marriage. Is it a lost art? Here we go, y'all. Let's see what's up. Let's see who this first caller is today. You're on the air with Total Empowerment. It's Angela. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hi, you're live on the air. Who's this? Hello. Oh, we're going to have this drama again this week. I hope not. I'm not looking forward to this. Hello.
Hello, are you there?
Can you hear? Hey, caller, can you hear me?
I can.
Wonderful. Who am I speaking to?
This is Rasheen.
Oh, Rasheen. did you hear the topic today, girl?
I did. I think it's an interesting
myself.
Topic.
Well, Rasheen, I am torturing myself, honey. Let me hear what you have to say, because I know you mentioned you had some traveling to do, so I want to make sure we don't lose you without hearing your thoughts. Tell me your thoughts, Rasheen. Right. Is marriage a lost art?
I don't think it's a lost art. I think the thing is that we have to really kind of redefine it for ourselves, mm-hmm. and really not try to take on our parents' version of it or our friends' version of it or our aunt's version of it. I feel like that's first thing. And I feel like the second thing is, I don't all the way, and this is going to sound so counter, but I feel like we don't all, that's, it's not necessary, it's not all the way necessary in terms mm-hmm. of the whole part of, I guess you could say, like the licensing of it or the paperwork of it. Now, don't get me wrong. I feel like when people get together and they have a children and they have a family, I feel like the child definitely needs both parents, but both parents does not, you know, they don't necessarily need to be together. I think what we really need instead of marriage agreements is co-parenting agreements that no matter what we decided that we are committed to this individual. So if you go off and you get married to this person or you dating that person, we have decided that we have a long-term forever commitment to this person that we brought in the world. And I feel like we need that a whole lot more than we need to really be focusing on marriage. I don't even think that that's like really the issue. And I feel like a lot of times we spend so much time focusing on marriages and not focused on like the healthiness of the relationship or the sustainability of the relationship or the fruit that that relationship bears or the impact that it has on the other people that are around us. So I don't necessarily feel like it's a lost art. I feel like we may have a misemphasis on it. And I also feel like you know, it may be a situation for some that that's not, you know, it's not necessary. What we really need is something deeper, like a real solid co-parenting agreement for real. Because, you know, when you look at, even when you look back to television shows that we grew up watching, like, let's say, the Brady Bunch. You know, when Brady Bunch got together, they were like the first blended family. You know? And the thing about that that's so interesting, and I never saw on a single episode of Brady Bunch, but I'm sure, you know, maybe there was an episode and I just didn't mention it. I never met the mother of the children that she had, the other father, like the biological father.
Yeah, never,
and I never met
the other parents. Yeah, you never
right, and I think that that's something that's missing, because it's like you're saying that the only thing that matters is the you know, what goes on in this house, and these are the only people that are parents to these individuals, and that's not true. And I feel like that's like a miscommunication or a large missing factor to have something that's so significant as a blended family and not have the inclusion in the lives, at the very least, of the children of those other parents. So that's what I feel about it.
Well, honey, I so agree with what you said. And you kind of broke the ice for me, because you said a lot of things that I agree with. In particular, the whole idea of marriage needs to be redefined. You know, in my opinion, the idea of to death do us part, I don't think that's necessarily true in this day and time anymore. You know, and I hear the feedback behind you, Rasheem, so if you will, really quick, I just want you to shout out the business and the services that you offer as a business owner. What could you offer the people that may hear this radio?
Sure. So I am Rasheem of Be More LLC. We help new and emerging nonprofits build from the ground up the right way. So if you are an individual who is purpose-driven, passionate, and you want to turn your purpose and your passion into profit, you'll want to visit me at bemorellc.com. I'm at Twitter at bemorellc.com, and Facebook is the same.
Thank you so much, Rasheem. Thank you for adding your insight on it. And stay tuned, girl. I still got some opinions to give on my own. Thank you, honey. Talk to you later.
Sure. Thank you.
There's another caller on hold. Well, we actually have two other callers on hold. Caller, you're on the air. Thank you for holding. Are you calling in to discuss what you think about marriage?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Harvey from Baltimore. How you doing, Angie?
Hello, Harvey. I know you got something to say. What you going to tell us about?
You know I got something to say. Please believe
me. Harvey, let me switch it up a little bit for you. This is Harvey Bailey. Harvey is one of the hosts here and so many other things. I want to hear from you, Harvey. I know you believe in marriage. You said that on the last show we did. You know, marriage is still something that you agree to, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So, you know, talking to Rasheem, we started talking about maybe redefining marriage, how we look at marriage as a society. What you say should still hold for all marriages, or what you say when you're not happy, you should be able to part ways and say, you know what, we've outgrown each other. We've been here, we've done that, let's appreciate what we have and move on. So is marriage final still in your view of one that agrees with marriage?
Well, let me say this, and I want to answer that question as well as is the art. Is it a lost art?
Now, Harvey, I got calls lined up. Come on now.
I know you do, so I'm going to be brief, but you try to switch it up on me. Come on now.
That's right.
Marriage,
I know who I'm dealing with.
It is an art. It is an art, just like you're saying, which means you have to master it, which means people forget the whole purpose of marriage. Do we need to change it up? No, marriage is an individual thing. You know, just like now you have so many same-sex marriages. Marriage is an individual thing. Just because your marriage doesn't go until death do you part does not mean that your marriage was not a successful marriage. Everything you do in life is a relationship. You have a relationship with life. People in today, in my opinion, have forgotten what marriage is about. It is a spiritual union.
So what is marriage about? What is marriage about?
I just told you, boo, it's a spiritual union. People don't get in marriage for the spiritual growth behind it anymore. We get in marriage for a lot of reasons, but it's not a spiritual union. you know, used to be you were connected in the eyes of the Lord. Now, and what that really means behind those words is you've got two people involved, but you've got three. There's a spiritual connection that the two people bring to it, and that starts to guide the relationship itself. It brings out the best and the worst in people, but what it does is it helps them to heal hurts and pains from their past. It helps them to grow. And it is in this relationship that you are offered this opportunity to do this. Now, does this mean that it should be forever? Who's to say? That's the individuals involved in it. You know, you may get married to someone and it may last 2 years and it may have been the best, most beneficial marriage you could have had. You could get married to someone and it lasts 35 years and it could have been hell for most of those years. You're just pushing it out because this is what you think you're supposed to do.
Hold that thought for me, Harvey. You have somewhere to go?
Nah.
Okay, well, you hold that thought. I want to see what another caller says. I'm going to put you on hold. We're probably going to bring you back because I know you're so passionate about everything you want to talk about. So we're going to put you on hold, and I'm going to actually bring in another caller, and I'm going to ask that caller something in reference to what you said. Hold on. All right, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, this is Angela with Total Empowerment. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
This is Cecilia.
Oh, child. Girl, you know what we're talking about today?
What are we talking about today?
Marriage. Woo! We are talking about marriage, Miss Cecilia. And you know I want to hear what you think about marriage. What do you, Cecilia? Cecilia, what do you think about marriage?
Okay, but I am legally married, but I am separated. I have an estranged husband for about 3 years. So I feel like marriage can be a beautiful thing if two people honestly work at it consistently at the same time. One person can't be doing their part and the other person is chilling off. It's time for me to take off. And then is the rotation. Because I think sometimes when you get married young, like I did, I got married when I was 25. I think sometimes you don't know the hard work that is supposed to go into it. So you're just looking from TV and this fairy tale, oh, I got a husband now. We playing house. And it's so much more than that. It's so much more, especially when you have kids involved.
So let's fast forward, Ms. Cece. I'm about to get all up in your business. Let me fast forward this. With someone that's been married, know all the work, dedication, effort, sweat, prayer, commitment, should I go on? Somebody that knows all that that goes into the marriage, what would it take for you to walk down that aisle again? You need a minute. You need a minute to take that in.
A Holy Spirit. It would have to take for me to find a man that it's not about love. I think when I got married the first time, I'm 35 now. It was all about, oh, I just love this man. I just love his. I just love him. I love his potential. I just love everything about him. It's just love, love, love. That's what I was feeding off of. I was young. I was in la-la land. And I didn't know that it's so much more than love that people don't see, don't comprehend. I would find a partner, if I was to ever do it again, that it's about partnership. And it's about somebody that I love them, but I genuinely like them. Because I think one thing I definitely learned and took from being married so long and then getting separated was we end up not liking each other. We end up not liking to be around each other after a while because our ideas wasn't the same. We wasn't on the same path anymore. We didn't want the same things in life. We couldn't have a conversation about the kids without arguing. So when those things keep coming up, that means I don't care how many times people say, well, you stay, you get married, you stay. Sometimes staying and living unhappy is not healthy for neither one and the kids. So you find somebody that you genuinely like and that you keep liking because you're going to fall in and out of love. with a person. If you with a person forever, 30 years, it's a time and a place you're going to fall in and out of love. You're not going to be head over. The butterflies are going to go. That's just real life. But if you can generally like this person, you're choosing to stay and finish that conversation. You're choosing to stay and watch that movie with that person. You're choosing to stay and compromise with that person. That's the difference to me that I would look for when I, if I was to have to do it again, was to find somebody that I think that I like more than I love. And for me, that's
the key. We're going to end it on that note. No, don't say nothing else. Don't. Let that simmer right there. Let that simmer right there. You're going to choose the person that you like more than you love. And I've always said life is deeper than love. Ms. Cecilia, thank you for calling in. Do you have any services or businesses that you would like to promote today while you have the mic?
Oh, yes, yes. I work at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa in Mount Vernon. In Mount Vernon, we will take care of all your needs. I am a natural hairstylist, but we do all rays of hair. We also provide full manicure, pedicure, massages. You want to get that Brazilian wax to go find you, your man? You go, we got that Brazilian wax for you. We can get you everything you need.
How do they reach you at Simple Wellness? Either your number or the spa number?
The spa number here at Simple Wellness is 410-483-9355, or they can reach me directly on my cell phone at
410-262-3604. Thank you, Ms. Cecilia. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I
enjoyed that conversation.
And the
guy before,
all right, girl.
I like him too. Bye.
Well, he's still on it. He got more to say, I'm sure. Let's get this call that's been holding a long time. Thank you so much, Ms. Cecilia. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I think we lost that caller. Let me see. Yep. I'm sorry, caller. We lost you, but feel free to call back. Mr. Bailey, are you there?
Oh, you know I'm still here.
Well, Mr. Bailey, wrap up what you want to say. You said marriage
is a spirit. Let me say this before you move on, because I want to get this out. I want to comment off of what Cecilia said, because she was right on it. But I think that people misunderstand love. You know, we don't really fall in and out of love. Love is a choice. We go through the dope, the drugs within the body, dopamine, oxytocin, vasopressin, you know, endorphins, all the chemicals that our body produce that are known as the love chemicals. And they only last for a set period of time. So we don't really fall out of love. We fall out of that chemical high. When you fall in love initially, you really are a crackhead. You are high.
Okay,
well, all
right, I need you to wrap it up now. You got an hour show yourself.
I'm just saying.
Matter of
fact, but love
I need you to wrap it up.
You have to keep
what's your closing statement?
You have to keep
closing statement
love.
Is to choose love. Thank you,
you
so much, Mr. Bailey.
Keep choosing love.
Keep choosing love. Thank you so much for calling in, and we will be sure to let the people know when they can hear some more good information from you at the end of my show. Total empowerment.
Yeah,
thank
next
you, Mr.
Week.
Bailey. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Caller. Hi, Paula. You've been waiting for so long. I know you got something good to say about this topic on marriage.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Shannon. This is Angela.
Oh! Get back. Is this the newly bride, Shannon?
Yes, this is the newly bride, Shannon.
Well, wait a minute.
And
let me find out. Is the groom on here too?
The groom is right next to me driving, and we've been listening in and really enjoying the discussion. And I agreed with the gentleman when he talked about the connecting in the spiritual level, which me and Cameron, we're very spiritual, and I have to agree. We always try to incorporate Bible principles in how we treat each other. And I also enjoyed what Cicely said about liking the person, because that is very, very, very important. And what I like personally about me and Cameron's relationship is that we were friends before we actually, you know, decided to date each other, you know, to try it out. We've known each other for about 8 years. And
you've known each other for 8 years, and when was your wedding day? Has it been
our wedding
day?
No, it has not. It's been 19 days.
Woo! 19 days, still counting. Let me say to everyone, you all want to see a cute couple that you look in their eyes and you just see love. It's like that cartoon when you see the little heart twinkle in the eyes. This is the couple that we have on the phone together. This couple here is the most adorable, cute, connected couple that I've seen in a long time. So with me saying that, Shannon, and I don't know if you can put it on speaker for Cameron and add in, but with me saying that, did you have any naysayers? Did you have any peers that were like, why do y'all want to get married? I mean, marriage is this. Or did you see marriages fail yourself and make you say, am I sure I want to do this?
We definitely had our friends were very supportive, and they were excited because, you know, we pretty much are in the same circle of friends. So everybody was pretty supportive with it. I know personally, well, with my parents seeing their marriage and how, you know, no marriage is perfect. Everybody has their ups and downs. So it wasn't like we just decided to do it. It was just kind of like going out on a whim and, you know, let's do it, let's shack up and, you know, all that stuff. But we really had an open mind to the whole thing. Cameron, his folks, they've been through a lot. They're not together anymore, but we've learned a lot from the other marriages that we've been around, and we just learned a lot from our parents, what not to do, what we should do, what would be better if we did it this way. So it was definitely a learning experience.
Do me a favor, take me back off speaker. Cameron, I'm sorry, sweetie, you just said what you tell later.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm off speaker now.
Thank you. Did you guys talk about those things ahead of time?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. We talked about it well into even before we decided dating. So it was the good thing about us being friends first is that not only did we see what we liked in each other as friends, but we also saw what Cameron, you could have handled that a lot better. You know, just certain things that we may have done in our past, and it's just like really knowing the person for who they are. And that's one thing that I can definitely say is that our friendship plays a major part in our marriage.
So how
and
do you
since we've
that
gotten
friendship?
Well, we just always put each other first. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, Cameron's my husband. And I'm his wife, but before that, we're friends first. I got his back, and he has mine. And he knows me so well. He's my best friend, you know. So we're best friends, and we just know each other so well. And I've been in other relationships before, but this is the first relationship that I've ever felt safe and secure in, confident in, that I could just talk to him about any and every single thing. And I've never ever had that. Even though I've had good relationships in the past, I still didn't feel that, but I do now. And I feel very blessed to have that, because I know not many people will get that.
Thank you so much, Shannon. Put Cameron on the phone. Get him on the phone.
Cameron is actually outside the car.
Okay.
But we still wanna be on the line, so I'll put him back on. I'll put him on a little later.
Tell him I said thank you for
You're
calling
not in the field
in.
Right
thank
now.
You
actually get a
story.
Chance to rest.
Okay.
Y'all have a great day.
All right.
Okay. So we've heard from the callers. We've had callers that pretty much all said the marriage is still. I just want to leave it at that. Marriage is still. It is still there. It is still something that should be desired. It is still possible. We've heard from people that's been divorced. We heard from newlyweds that's been married for 19 days. And you haven't heard from me yet. So when I tell y'all preparing for this show was a doozy, because what I've learned about myself, and I've always promised with whatever I do, I'm going to do it with transparency and honesty. because transparency and honesty works for me. You know, it's freeing. It allows me to just be me. It allows me to just learn me and to be the best me that I can be. So with that being said, I struggle with this topic. Like, y'all, the topics I choose are usually because they're my thoughts. So marriage, is it a lost art? I've been married twice. Now, the first time I was married, like a legal boyfriend, we didn't even celebrate our anniversary. We weren't together that long. Truth be told, I had just got my apartment. I was like 20, 21. Just got an apartment. He started spending the night. I saw the shoes under the bed. I said, oh, Lord, I'm going to hell. We got to get married. So it was really fear of religion why I got married the first time. Then I got married to my daughter's father. That was truly love. That wasn't fair religion. That wasn't for any other reason. That was truly love. To this day, I still love him and respect him. I think he's a great man. So when you love someone that deep and it does not last, are you scarred just a bit? Sure, you better believe it. You know, because in my mind, it wasn't supposed to end. You know, we were that Will and Smith. We were, you know, it just wasn't supposed to. We was building empires, y'all. You know, we were doing what we needed to do. And things went a different way. And it caused me to look at marriage differently. It caused me to say, this is some baloney. Like, that's all I could think of. What's the point of this? If you can love someone as much as you love that person, if you can build together, if you can have a beautiful child together, if you can go from nothing and then having a, what others may see as an empire together, what's the point of marriage? I had to work through that for myself because I saw it as, why should I respect marriage when the rest of society don't? Why am I going to be the fool in this situation? And that's exactly how I felt. But you know, deep down inside, I also knew how much I loved being married, how much I loved being, accountable to someone. Some females are like, girl, please, I don't want to answer nobody. I don't want to tell them what that. No, baby, I want you to know where I'm at. Worry about me, baby. I'm going to this store, and I'll be back. And I want you to look for it. And if I'm not there, just give me a call and say, hey, are you okay? I like that connection. I like having that bond with someone. I like having the, you know, it was something as simple as going to your family's, it was actually a family event. I was a little hurt that I didn't have nobody to make a plate for. You know, and it sounds silly, but this was the things that were deep down inside of me. And so say, you know, marriage, is it a lost art? And I ask that question, and I hesitate to give a straight answer with it. That's because my head and my heart has not matched up yet. And I say yes, because I will waver. I mean, I thought about this. Y'all know I make my topics up a month in advance sometimes. So all month long, I said, am I full courage or am I not full courage? Am I with it or am I not with it? And I went back and forth, and it's kind of what Rasheen started off with. Well, what's the point? You know, we need to redefine what marriage is anyway. Or it's just a piece of paper. You know, if I still treat you like a husband, you still treat me like a wife, why do we need that? And I don't want you to be feeling like you're stuck with me. Like, if you want to be out, be out. Not that it's cheaper to keep me. And, you know, the legalities of it. If I love you, I don't need that certificate. So I went through all of that, and then I sat down with Angela, and I said, I don't operate out of fear. You know, you can't operate out of fear. When you operate out of fear, it hinders you. It holds you back. And that's not the way that I live my life. I think on another show I mentioned that I feel like there's two emotions. There's either fear or love. You either do something out of fear or you do something out of love. So if I'm saying I won't get married and I love that person, that's not operating out of love, is it? That's operating out of fear. So I have to say, the question that was in my write-up was, have I given up? No way. mm-mm, nope, I ain't going out like that. Not at all. That's the suckers, y'all. I ain't going out like that. But I can say, like what Miss Cecilia said, it's going to take, it's going to take a strong person to get me down that aisle again. I'm going to be sure of some things. I realize things happen. And then my perception of the happily ever after to death do us part has now changed. So that is one thing about me. I don't see to death do us part to be the necessary need in marriage. I think we as individuals change daily, frequently, and often. And if you change that often, you know, hopefully you can change together and you can grow together. And you can allow that person to change and be an individual while you still be an individual and you guys still come together. But a lot of times that's easier said than done. And so, you know, my thing is if I see that it's not going in the way that it should go, I do believe that all relationships take work. I do believe that you have to work. It has to be two people wanting to have it. But if that's not the case, I don't think that one should suffer because they are married. So, no, I don't believe that marriage is a lost art. I do believe that marriage may have to be redefined. Marriage, like Mr. Bailey Harvey said, marriage does have to be what the two individuals want. Because what I'm looking for in a mate, what I'm looking for in a marriage, may not be what you want. I just said, hey, I like accountability. I love love. You know, that may get on your nerves. So with all of that, you know, it's interesting because you have to let people be who they are. And that's one of the things that I learned in my marriage is that you can't change for that person. You know, you can work on some things. You can take some things into consideration. But to just straight up say, you know what, that's who they want me to be, I'm going to change and be who they want me to be, that does not work. Before I even think about marriage again, I would have to be sure that I'm being true to myself to the highest extent. That means what I want is what I want, what I like is what I like, what I do and how I want to spend my time is how I spend my time, and I would have to be sure that that person understands and respects that. And so if I come across a mate who is able to handle that. I know I'm a lot. And for all y'all who listening, who know me, I know y'all say, Hey, I never deny it. I am a lot. I have just as much as I am is as much as I give, though, y'all. So you know what? It is what it is. I think marriage is a beautiful, beautiful thing. I think it would take a lot of work to get me down that aisle again, but I think the right person is built for that job. So with that being said, let's bring, I got two callers still holding. Let's bring these callers in and see if they have anything to add. I think this is Mr. Bailey. Y'all know he has something to add. Let's see. Mr. Bailey, Harvey, hey Harvey, how are you? Harvey?
I'm good, yes.
Okay, so you're still on the call. So with that being said, did you hear what I just said?
I heard everything you just said. I actually wasn't waiting, but I guess serendipity put me here.
Okay, and so with what I just said, what would you suggest for somebody who can relate to what I said, but they're not quite ready to say, you know what, forget fear. I'm moving and I'm going to stay in my space and I'm going to move to my pace and I don't see the point of it. I don't see why two people need marriage. And as a matter of fact, I think it's a joke and it's just a way that the society has built for tax money. What would you say if somebody said something like that?
Okay. Well, for starters, I am an ordained reverend. I
did a wedding last year. I'm also a relationship coach. So what I would say to someone like that is this. Work at your own pace. Work from where you are. But if you're going to hide behind fear, and if you're afraid to give love, you see, we put our energies into a lot of things. People will go to the mat to build the business. People will go to the mat to do their hobbies, to race cars, to build cars, to play video games. We'll put all kinds of energies into things that we feel won't hurt us the way love will. But think about this. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Love hurts so much because it is the greatest thing you can ever experience. When you are in true love, and I'm talking about beyond those first 2 years when all of the chemicals in your body got you thinking love. When you wake up and you look at a woman and it's 22 years in, or maybe it's 5 years in, and you say, dang, blast it, I would do anything in the world for her. I still love her, and I don't care how much we fought last night. When you can go back to some of those old-fashioned principles, we don't go to bed angry. There's a reason people don't go to bed angry. If the last thing you said to me is you get on my nerves, the last thing I'm going to say to you is, but I love you so much and I always will. And guess what? Ain't a dang thing you can do about it. And then I'm going to hold you all night long and just let you know I still love you. But I'm putting myself out there. I'm taking that chance. So I'd say take the chance. You ain't truly alive until you walk that thin line, until you've been hurt. You don't know what life is. Get in the game. Play the game, because life is waiting for you. And if you can master the game of love, you can master any game life has to give you, because nothing, nothing is going to hurt you as much as losing love. That's what I'd say.
Okay, so what would you say to that person who hears what you're saying, but they say, you know what, that takes a lot of work, and I can't control that other person. So when you have someone who said, I did that, I was there, I was the one working in the marriage, I was the one fighting for it, I was the one saying, you know what, I'm still going to love you regardless, and they still left me. They walked away from me. After 30-something years of marriage, they just ran off with another woman. Mm-hmm. So why would I put myself in that hurt again? I'm going to protect myself so that the next time I'll be in it a little bit, but I'll keep myself guarded somewhat, because I did all the things that you're saying, and it got me nowhere.
Well, I would say to them, it got you somewhere. It got you to this point. Think about all the good times that you had. You're focusing on the bad. Where your mind goes is what you're going to attract to you. People don't understand how powerful the attraction of the mind is. And the heart is more attracting, it's more powerful and attracting than anything else. So if your mind is running your heart, you're going to attract the wrong things to you. Angela, I was married for 12 years. 8 of those years I spent together with my ex-wife. And though it did not last, in a lot of people's eyes, they'd say, you failed. I say, you're absolutely crazy. Why? Because we were great friends before. We're great friends to this day. In 2013, 4th of July, her husband, and their kids came to my house for 4th of July, along with the child that she and I share together. She and I have been the best of friends. You know, just last year, and you may remember when I told you her mom transitioned, we would spend hours on the phone together. Did her husband get jealous? No, he did not. He would be right there. But why should he be jealous? I am a part of her past. But the love that she can show to an ex-husband shows how much she's open to love a new husband. You see, we get into fights and arguments when things don't go our way. Love is not about always being our way. You can't choose being right. Forget the doggone fight. Choose love. Choose love. If I love you with all my heart, so what, I'm right. It's more important to me that I stand down and let you have this. Now, here's where the spiritual growth comes in. Here's what most people aren't prepared for. I don't want to stand down. I know I'm right. I stood down last time. I'm always standing down. I'm. Yes, you. No, this ain't about you. This is about God experiencing through you. God is telling you there's something in you you need to change. And, yes, this is the reverend in me coming out now. God is telling you there's something in you you need to change. That's why you're experiencing this. When you change, this whole thing will change. And sometimes it changes, it goes away. If it goes away, you are better for it. You take what you learn into the next relationship.
Okay, now breathe. Breathe right there, y'all. Breathe. All right. I know how much you love this relationship conversation.
I love love.
I just think. So, what would you say to that person who says, I can offer all that you're saying to my spouse or to my mate without getting married under religion, whether it's under the state? Is it still the same? Do you need marriage as a title to say that you're at that level? Can't you just shack up with somebody and respect them and love them that much?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, and it won't be popular with a lot of other reverends out there, but no, you don't. Before the 17th century, the idea of romantic love didn't exist. Romantic love has destroyed marriages, particularly on females.
Wait a minute,
no,
I learned something. Before
women
the 17th
sold,
century?
Huh?
I'm sorry, I want you to repeat. Come on, it's a conversation. We got to go back and forth. You said before the 17th century, is that when marriage,
before
the idea of marriage started?
Right.
Okay.
Right into the 17th century, marriage was a business arrangement. You see, that's how marriage really started. If you start digging into the history, you find out that marriage was a deal in which men secured the companionship of a woman who would help take care of the children, and women secured the power of a man. Why? Because there was a time, as we know, when women could not go out and get a job, when they could not take care of themselves financially, so they needed a man. So a business arrangement was struck. I'm a 40-some-year-old man, and my daughter's 13, 14, 15. She's in her best childbearing years. I find a guy who may have a little land to deal with him, and marriages were arranged. In the 17th century, we got away from all that, and let's marry for love. But even then, we weren't understanding what love really is. You see, love is a choice that you make constantly, no matter what. That feeling that you feel is an emotion that's created by the release of chemicals within the body that cause you to get high and feel la, 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 all the world is great. But love's going to get rough. There's going to be some tough times. You're going to be challenged. You're going to be pushed to the core. You're going to be challenged to the very spirit within you. And that's when you know if it's real love, if you choose. And, yes, sometimes it does not work. And back to your question, no, I don't feel you need to get married. I don't feel you need to have a paper other than to get certain benefits like health insurance, because some jobs won't do it with a partner. You have to be married. So beyond that kind of stuff, no, you don't have to get married. You don't need a ceremony. You know, you don't need to be legitimately, you know, bonded that way. You are bonded in the fact that you feel connected with someone. You are bonded in the fact that you're willing to open up and share. And that's what it's really about, being completely transparent. You have to be willing to share your good days and your bad days. To be willing to say, I need me time.
Okay, now let's breathe. With that being said, as a reverend who marries people, right? You perform several, is that correct?
That's
correct. Do you do any counseling or anything beforehand?
Absolutely.
Yes or no? Okay. So with counseling beforehand, is there ever, has there been, or can you foresee the opportunity, or the situation rather, where you see two people, do you ever make that judgment call? Because I know other reverends and ministers do, where they make the judgment call and they say, I'm not marrying you two. This is not good. I don't agree with it. Because you just said marriage earlier, you said based off of individual preferences and some other things. So
right.
Is it ever your place to say, I won't be a part of this?
Understand this, my place to say I won't be a part of it, that's about me. That's not about them. They can always go get somebody else. If I don't feel as...
And what would be the reason for you to not want to be a part of it?
Go somewhere else. Huh?
What would be the reason for you to actually turn a couple away and to say, I choose not to marry you two?
I'll give you a couple reasons. Let's say a nice young couple in their early 20s are coming together, and I talk with them, my counseling, and I do my one-on-one portion, and I get to the part where I want to know what is it about the other person that makes you want to spend the rest of your life with them. And I hear things like, well, you know, I just want to have sex and she fine, or you know, he's cool and I really like him and he's so cute. Oh, no, no, no. I'm not marrying you. You haven't even reached the maturity level where you understand what you're getting involved in, you know, so I'm not going to marry you. Or maybe I get the answer, they got money. That's still a no-no. You're not at that level. You know, you're getting married for all the wrong reasons, and a lot of people do this. We don't want to be alone. We finally found somebody, and we latched on to them, or we love them, and so what is love? And, well, you know what love is. Love is this, love is that. But they can't really tell me what love is. They use love to define love. That's a bad sign right there. So these are some of the reasons why I would stand down, why I would not marry somebody.
Okay. Well, again, we thank you for giving us your input. We appreciate your time. And continue listening, okay? All right.
All right.
Oh, what an show. I mean, for me, part of this is growth for me. You know, I make no qualms about it. It's a scary thing to be so caught up in, I guess, what, you know, Reverend Harvey was mentioning, the endorphins and all the feelings and emotions. But having experienced that whole in love today and so caught up and this feels like forever and then that's gone, unless you work on you, you carry that baggage with you. You don't heal. You may feel like you heal. You may be that big bad mouth in the club and, oh, yeah, girl, I got this. And if a man can't do this for me and if he'll have this and I don't need that. But a lot of times, that's just a facade. It's just a facade, and most of y'all women know it, that, you know, all that big, bad talk that y'all be trying to do is a facade. You're guarding your heart. Been there, done that. Sometimes I'm still there, okay? But it's a beautiful thing to surrender wholeheartedly to someone. And I use the word surrender, that may be a turn off to somebody, that may feel like, oh, gosh, got to use that word. When you can just be transparent and vulnerable and weak with someone, that's a beautiful thing. That's a feeling that you can't really express in words. Now, as I said, owner, operator of Simple Wellness here in Day Spa. As Cecilia said, we're at 519 North Charles Street. Specializing in hair, nails, massage, skincare, detox, the on-site private hair loss clinic, and education. It takes a lot to maintain and own. Sometimes when you're maintaining and owning, you got to turn the switch on. You know, I've had a dear friend say I turned into the boss bee. You know, you can fill out the rest of it. But they said I turned into that boss person. And I probably do. I know I do. With a smile, though, y'all. I do it with a smile. But when you have to be that person all day, you know, not being somebody different, but you have to be that person that thinks on the feet. You have to be that person say, is this saving me money or spending money? You have to be the person say, do I recommend or do I just ignore? Do I do this? Do I do that? Did we do the best we could do? Do I follow up this plan? Do I pay this bill? When you have all of those decisions and things that you have to do and take leadership of, and not to mention, for me, it's being a mother, it's other businesses that I have, you know, all of those things. When I can be in someone's presence and just be me, when I could just be silly, like, y'all know I'm silly. You know, for all y'all listening out there, y'all hear me talking, y'all hear me laughing and acting silly. But I am 10 times more silly than this. This is the public silly. But when I'm, like, just home, you know, just home, and I don't even want to tell y'all how I just walk around, just me. I'm just me, y'all. I just like to be home and comfortable. But when I'm home and comfortable and I just want to, you know, be in my mold and whether it's, you know, interacting with the people in the house or whether it's just one-on-one and I just want to be silly or I just want to just veg out for a minute, you know, I look forward to having that transparency with a mate. I look forward to being that weak and vulnerable person. I look forward to being able to say, you know what, I don't care. I don't know how to do this. I don't want to do this, but I know I got to push on. I don't feel like doing this, but I know I got to push on. You know, so when you're constantly hit with having to be the strong one, whether it's because you're a business owner, I think all of our callers, just about all of our callers today called in and they're business owners or offer services, self-employed. So whether you have to make it happen for you, whether you have to make it happen for your kids, whether you have to always find a way, whether you have to think on your feet, whatever it may be, when you can just take that armor off and just be free and emotionally naked, that's beauty. But that does mean you have to let your guard down. That does mean that you have to say, you know what, you may hurt me because I'm all in. I'm there with both feet. And I don't know if I'm going to sink or swim, but I'm there with both feet. So when you're willing to drown, when you're willing to take the chance, when you're willing to just say, you know what, I'm going to give this a try, another try, you know, that's a beautiful thing. But it takes two people who are strong enough spiritually, mentally, and connected to get to that point. And so I've already told y'all I haven't given up. I think marriage is a beautiful thing. I look forward to one day, be careful what you ask for. I look forward to one day experiencing that again. But what you have to do is use wisdom. You know, when you have those experiences, when you have those breakups, when you have those divorces, you have to use wisdom. You can't let what seen happen in the past repeat itself. And you have to take the time to grow. You have to take the time to say, what is it? What's it? Because it's 3 sides to every story. And I don't care if that man ran off with Miss Lakeisha and made, you know, babies out of wedlock and you was there and they did this and they screwed the money up. There was something that you did that you could have, should have, and need to do differently in your next relationship. You know, so start taking ownership for you. You know, for me personally, there's a lot that I can tell y'all, but for me personally, something that I learned, confrontation is okay. I was that one person that did not like confrontation. I still don't like confrontation. I'm just built better for it now, that's all. But I would bend. I would apologize when I didn't even see I was wrong. I would keep the peace by just saying, okay, I'm sorry. I would keep the peace by saying, you know, we should talk. We got to figure this out. And, yeah, I think every relationship has one person that may, you know, initiate makeup more than the other. But that, too, can be a problem. You know, for me, it didn't allow my spouse to really learn me because I was already bending to who he wanted me to be or who I thought he wanted me to be. So if something bothered him, instead of me saying, you know what, I see that that bothers you, but this is how it is and this is how I feel about it and da-da-da-da, and maybe we can talk about it and come to me in the mind. No. I would say, okay, that bothers you, I'll stop it. Now, I thought it was compromise. I thought it was love, but I was lying to myself. You know, so I know that's one of the things that I did in my marriage. Now, that does not mean I look forward to arguing. I can't stand it. I like just having peace in my life in every area. However, I've learned there's a way of talking without always arguing, and I've also learned that I am important enough to say, you know what, I hear you, this is how I see it. And two people should be able to share, if I see it this way and you see it that way, yeah, we have our own perspective on things, but somehow we got to come to the middle. And I need you to understand me and me to understand you, and let's work it out. So I've learned that, you know, nothing good really came without a fight. Whether you look at laws, whether you look at equal rights, whether you look at just everything, race situations, sometimes you have to fight for what you want. And so fighting may not necessarily be a bad thing, or standing up for yourself may not necessarily be a bad thing. But I didn't know that, y'all. I just knew it was confrontation. And I was more, another thing that I did that I would do differently, I would think about how the other person felt about what I was about to say versus what I was about to say. Something bothered me, my mind would be focused on how are they going to take it versus how can I deliver this? Or how can I just say this bothers me? You know, and trust that my relationship and my partner and I are strong enough to come through that. You know, so if you don't trust the relationship that you have, one, that it can't go through some things, that's the first problem, you know. And it's complicated. It does take work. I've always known that marriage takes work. As I'm dating, I notice that my tolerance is different. I notice that I ain't fitting to do a whole lot of work early on. So I don't know if that's something I need to work on or not. You know, that's something I'm meditating on. But it's, to me, it's like, if we got to work this hard to begin, when does it get smooth? You know, I'm looking for easy all around. And so I might have a false idea of what it takes. I'm sure if I was to plug Harvey back in, he would have something to say. We ain't going to do that. But but with that being said, you know, I know I still need to work on me, but I know the more and more I work on me, the better I get. And so I say to you all, don't give up on marriage. Don't give up on finding that person that you feel so connected to. You'll never hear me say that someone completes me, because I feel like you should be two wholes coming together, so there is no completion. However, companionship feels good. Having that person that you can just, you know, be vulnerable for, as I said before, that person that you can just hold their hand when you don't have anything else to say, that feels good. So continue to work on you, and you'll attract that right mate if you're looking. And if you're not looking, I respect that too, because you talk to me tomorrow, I might change my mind. I'm just kidding, y'all. Well, I think this is a very good show, and, you know, I take pride in just being, and I feel like if you do that, you know, you can only grow from it. The callers that called in today, I grew from some of the things they say. You know, when I replay this and listen to it, I'm going to grow some more. So just be you, y'all. Just enjoy being you. I'm going to tell y'all what the lineup is. The Family Healing Circle is growing. It's an awesome, awesome station. So check us out. I'm going to give you the lineup. Of course, I'm the first Thursday of every month. And you know what I'm thinking about next month? To have the topic of... The topic is submissiveness. Now, we talked about marriage. Let's take it to the next level. What does it mean to be submissive? Is that a bad, naughty word? Should nobody be submissive nowadays? Should you take the word obey out? Should you be saying love, trust, and obey? What does that mean? So we're going to come back and talk some more relationship talk, y'all. All right, so I'm the Thursday of every month. The second Thursday, One Love, One Connection Relationship Show with Harvey and Arlene, Reverend Harvey and Reverend Arlene. And Reverend Harvey is the one that did a lot of the show today. Thank you that we interviewed today. The third Thursday of the month, Sacred Masculinity. Sacred Masculine, excuse me. That's with Reverend Jamel. Sounds like a manly man show. Check that out. On the fourth Thursday, Inner Consciousness with Reverend Harvey again. Then every Monday, Totally Whole, Reverend Cook and Reverend Bridget. And then coming soon on Sunday, Fun and Entertainment with Diletta. So that's a lineup for you. Again, I'm Angela Hardy with Total Empowerment, owner and operator of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, where finally it's all about you. Also owner and operator of Hair Amore Hair Loss Clinic. You've been listening to Total Empowerment Talk Radio, where beauty is enhanced both out and out. Again, love yourself. Let go and let God, and please stay out of your own way. I'm learning that one. Y'all got to get it too. Stay out of your own way. Life is good, y'all. Take care and have fun creating the life you desire. Be blessed.
Got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing. It's the same pretty face but a brand new smile, same letter T, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making big moves. See if love found me, it can surely find you. If you feel good, then go on and show it.